Right now at Mitsubishi, you'll get 7 years warranty, plus up to $1,500 worth of accessories. See your Mitsubishi dealer.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush, rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
And everyone can exhale, MG, because State of Origin for 2020 is locked away. Venues, dates, the series is confirmed.
Can you believe it's September 15th and it's the first time we're talking about State of Origin. And I'm excited. I'm pumped. It's a double celebration this week. We've got the announcement of Origin, which we'll get to in a minute, and it's Women in League Round, which we all love.
Absolutely right, MJ. Who, from a Women in League, who was the woman in rugby league for you?
Oh, my mum. My mum by far, and my wife, Megan. Mm. You know, my mum, up until I was 18, until I met my wife, my future wife, would take me everywhere I wanted to go, and she was at every game she could be. And my wife, Megan, had to put up with me being a bit of a buffhead on the field sometimes and the crowd giving it to me. And her sitting there going, that's my boyfriend.
The strength of both those women.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I couldn't be here without them.
And now your daughters as well, MG.
Thank you.
But now, Kizzy Apps, who is a fantastic woman, not just supporting league, but playing rugby league. She's going to join us in about 15 minutes' time.
Can't wait.
Her mum, the road trips her mum used to do from her hometown of Bega.
Oh.
Cannot wait to speak to Kezia about her journey in rugby league and about the NRLW season, which is officially going to kick off in October, the Women's State of Origin. There's so much to speak to Kezia about.
Yeah, her mum, Dawn, is a absolute legend.
We're going to speak to Kezia in about 15 minutes' time. We've also got the team news for round 19.
If you are a Panther supporter and if you are a Rooster supporter, you want to listen up.
Just take a deep breath. And if you're a Supercoach player.
Wow.
Because it's prelim finals of the Supercoaches.
A couple of major outs.
Major outs. We're going to get to all that. We've got Giants captain Phil Davis going to join us just before 7 o'clock. Sorry, no longer Giants captain. Former Giants captain.
And he's out of the bubble.
Why are we speaking to him?
Star jumps.
He's going to join us just before 7 o'clock. But up next, State of Origin. It's officially happening.
Oh, bring it. Adelaide.
We're going to break it.
Firm.
We're going to break it down next.
Bring it.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. We're brought to you by our mates at Mitsubishi. MG, you can score 7 years warranty and 3 years free servicing on Triton GLXR manual with 3-point-ton towing for just $39,990 drive away.
Well, you can't frighten a Triton or a Stevie Crichton.
The Mitsubishi Triton that they lent us last year during the NRL season.
Well, they lent Charlie. Yeah,
they lent producer Charlie and Wendell Saylor.
Yeah.
Try getting the Mitsubishi Triton off them. You and I didn't see it.
No, not once.
Anyway, let's talk some footy.
Trending now.
More importantly, let's talk some State of Origin.
Oh, ho, ho.
The idea that we not only get a series, MG, but that it's going to cap off the year that we've all been through. It's the cherry on top.
I couldn't agree more. And I think the fact that I think both New South Wales and Queensland will have extended squads. Every player will go into the bubble for about a month. And they will pick their teams accordingly. And I think it's going to be one of them series that will bring some fantastic footy.
It was confirmed today, or I think the news broke last night, but the NRL released a statement today saying that the 2020 State of Origin series will kick off in Adelaide.
Road trip, yep.
For the first time in history. So Adelaide Oval will host the opening State of Origin match on Wednesday, 4th of November. Game 2 will be at ANZ Stadium on the 11th of November, a week later, and Suncorp Stadium will host a potential decider a week after that on Wednesday, the 18th of November. The Women's State of Origin standalone game will happen in between Game 2 and Game 3, Friday, the 13th of November at Sunshine Coast Stadium.
So all of a sudden, these last two rounds, for no matter who is playing where, all of a sudden, both New South Wales candidates and the Queensland candidates, their game will lift. Because all of a sudden, Origin's been put before them. We can see it. We know that we're going to Adelaide. We know we're going to ANZ Stadium. And we know we're going to finish it off at Suncorp. So it's real now. It's happening.
Well, there's a
In the last 6 to 8 weeks, Liam, it's kind of been a pipe dream. We're thinking, Origin, really? But now it's here. We go, oh, what? What a cherry on the top, as you said.
And Manly's team list is indicative of that, because a bloke by the name of Tom Trbojevic is named among the reserves. Now, they can't play finals.
No, but he can play Origin.
But he can play Origin.
Yes.
Let me ask you this question as well, because State of Origin, always the biggest moment on rugby league calendar every year. But this year, I get the sense it's going to be even bigger. Because of what everybody's endured, and because of the bubbles, and because of limited ability to interact and do things,
yeah,
that pride that everybody gets in their state,
oh, it'd be emotional, man.
Amplified.
It's going to be amplified. It's going to be emotional, and you've got the feeling that finals form is good form, as far as being picked for Origin. But teams like, you know, if you're a Paul Vaughan playing for the Dragons, your last two games have got to be epic. You've got to make a statement in these last two games. Tyson Frizzell, likewise.
Harry Grant.
Harry Grant, I think, is going to be the hooker for Queensland. But Tommy Turbo, as you mentioned, if he comes back for the last couple of weeks, he's got to make a statement. The Broncos players who are, you know, Payne Haas, and these guys have got to make a statement. And they've only got 2 weeks to do it. But the other guys have got a bit of a head start, because they're going to be playing finals footy, those in the top eight. So intriguing footy about to come upon us. It's going to be really, really good the last 2 weeks.
Well, I know we haven't seen how it looks yet, but what do you get a sense that the end of year Origin might be here to stay?
No, I don't. I think, because in any given year when normality presides over us, we'll look forward to kind of the breaks in the year. 26 rounds, you know, we have the Origin over a 6 week period. This is something that we've never experienced before. The pandemic, there's been no break. These footballers have busted their, excuse the French, their asses every week, and we've asked them to jump through hoops. We've asked them not to go to cafes, not to go to shops, stay home. We've asked a lot of our footballers, and I think the Origin series will bring out the best in all footballers.
Well, I'm excited, because as we get closer to Origin, it means we'll get your good mate and coach of the New South Wales Blues, Brad Fittler, back on the show very shortly. David Nofaluma, MG.
Yeah.
That's the other bloke who needs the last two big rounds. You think he could be a bolter for a week spot?
I think he's definitely in the mix. He's in the picture.
Isaiah Yeo.
And guys like Campbell Gillard and Junior Paulo for Parramatta, who were right in the picture a month ago.
If it had been a mid-season Origin,
they would have been picked in the team. And Madison likewise. But they're all starting to fade from favour. So, boys, come on. You got 2 weeks to impress.
How good is it to be talking to Origin?
Oh, wow. Let's get Wally Lewis on.
Get the King on.
Come on, King.
Hit him, MG. Speaking of Origin.
On his autograph.
We're going to get the captain of the New South Wales women's team on next. Kezzy Apps joins us. It is Women in League round. We're going to get her thoughts on the evolution of the women's game. Reports that full-time contracts are on the horizon for the women too, which is fantastic.
Here, here.
Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. And this round 18 of the NRL, MG, it's one we love. It's Harvey Norman's Women in League round. It's the 14th time we've done it. And it is a pleasure to welcome back to the show Jillaroo star, New South Wales captain and friend of the show, Kezzy Apps. G'day, Kezzy.
Hey, how you going?
Fantastic, Kezzy. Always great to talk to you, darling. We want to talk Women in League round, which, in my opinion, is the best round on the calendar. And we need to talk about your mum, Dawn, who was basically your taxi, or these modern days, your Uber, all throughout your junior career.
It didn't even stop after the junior career. It actually kept going once I started back playing again. So, big shout out to Dawnie. I definitely wouldn't be here if it wasn't for her. And, all the time we spent in the car, and especially when she was driving from Bega up to Helensburg and back, or when I used to travel up for New South Wales as well. So we'd fight a little bit, but we had the best time ever.
Well, Kezzy, the announcement that the Women's Origin will go ahead, which is fantastic news, on the Sunshine Coast Stadium, Friday the 13th, ooh, that's a bit of an omen, of November. Did you ever have any concerns through COVID that you might never see a Blues jersey and a Dragons jersey ever again, or for the rest of this year anyway?
I had no doubt that it wouldn't go ahead. Like, I was so positive, and when I knew that if the men's team were able to play, I couldn't see why our women team couldn't have their competition, because it's only like three games and a grand final. So it's not as long as the men's game competition. But, you know, we're very grateful that the NRL have kept their promise and, yeah, they've assured us through the whole thing that they were going to do their best to try and do it. And they have, and State of Origin as well. That was the first thing that was announced. So that was really exciting to hear that that was definitely going ahead. And then, yeah, the NRLW followed after that. But, yeah, can't wait for everything to kick off.
Yeah, and we can't congratulate the NRL enough for coming to the table and funding the NRLW season this year, because obviously the Roosters and the Warriors were, they were talking about pulling out, not being able to financially afford to compete this year. So the NRL to come to the table and commit so that there will be a season is fantastic news. Obviously, expansion has to just sit on hold for the moment. But Tiffany Slater, the NRL's manager of Women's Elite Program, spoke about the fact that she sees full-time contracts is as being not too far off for the women, which is more great news for the game.
Yeah, it definitely is. I'll probably be long retired by then.
Sorry, Kezzy.
No, that's okay. Well, I can sit back and yeah, just be proud of how far it has come. So I'm just really grateful that I've got the opportunity to play in the NRL. That's something that I've wanted to do since I was a little girl. And since seeing Dale, I guess, from Bega also excel in the NRL and often be like, oh, I wish that was me. I wish I was a boy so I could play in the NRL. But I don't have to wish that anymore since I'm living it and yeah, being a part of it. And it's so nice to be a role model for younger girls to look up to and, you know, inspire to be an NRLW star.
Absolutely. Well, the theme for this year's round is from strength to strength, and your career has been going that way, Kezzy. I think you hold on long enough, you might see some of that cash roll your way. Now, you mentioned your good friend Dale Finucane, and also a Bega boy, doing wonderful things with the Melbourne Storm. The Bega Recreation Ground, who's front running to get the statue? Which statue's going up first, you or Dale?
Oh, definitely Dale. he's an absolute superstar. And I remember my dad saying, even writing, you know, when in the junior league that you write a little paragraph about each player. My dad wrote, because my dad was our coach one year, wrote that he would make it into the NRL. Just his work ethic back then is like still the same. So, yeah, we knew from a really long time ago that he was going to make it very far. So, yeah, we're super proud of him.
Excellent work. The NRLW will be kicking off in October, which is fantastic news, as well as the standalone event on the sunny coast for the State of Origin. But this weekend, Harvey Norman, Women in League Round. Kezzy Apps, an absolute pleasure to speak to you. Best of luck for all the training and the coming together and the building of that culture within the New South Wales women's team. Can't wait to see you out there doing your thing a bit later on.
Ah, thank you so much.
And is it any wonder we can't wait for the women's game to play, because some of the stats over the last 5 years are unbelievable. Over the last 5 years, female players have increased 147%. Female coaches have increased 98%. Female referees, this is a big one, have increased by 59%. And female volunteers, which we always love, have increased by 52%. So, bravo.
Absolutely. Women in League Round kicks off this Thursday night. Get behind it. Get on our socials at Rush Hour Triple M as well. Opportunity to speak about the women that you know in the game of rugby league and what they've done, and our chance to celebrate them as well. This is the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. We're going to talk the team changes, MG. The teams are in for round 19. Resting.
Yes.
It's a question.
To rest or not
you.
To rest? That's the question.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M. Back for 2020.
We're back, baby.
The Rush Hour with MG and Liam Flanagan. Or as we like to call him here at Triple M, Liam Flanagan.
Hey, MG, we are going to get to the team list.
That never gets old.
Team list changes for round 19.
Yes, we are.
But quickly, some player movement news. James Tarmac. It looks like that is signed, sealed and delivered. It's not official yet.
No.
But the West Tigers look to have landed the Penrith forward on a two-year deal.
Yeah, and I think it's pretty amicable between Penrith and Jimmy T. He wanted a three-year deal, I think, to stay at Penrith. They said, we'll give you another year. And with the youngsters coming through, you can't deny them. So the youth policy at Penrith's got to come through, and I think James Tarmow's, that's a good move for him.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think if the Panthers go on and win the comp...
Yep.
He turns up next year as a two-time premiership winner.
Yeah.
And with the exact sort of leadership and experience that Michael Maguire would want for his young pack.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. Couldn't
exactly
agree
what
more.
He's delivered it's, to the Panthers.
Could not
year.
Agree more. He's been a fantastic buy for Penrith.
The other big news, and it's another big forward, Josh Papali signed a big deal to stick around in Canberra with the Raiders till the end of 2025.
So that's a five-year deal. He's on 430 at the moment.
He'd be on more
per year.
Than that.
I think that might... He's a $600,000, $700,000 front rower.
He's been the best forward in the comp
this year. Oh, yeah, by far. He's a standout.
Good time to negotiate, isn't it?
Well, I know he was. There was rumours that he was homesick. He wanted to go back to Queensland to live, and so the Raiders had done the right thing by quickly nipping that in the butt and signing him long term, because he's someone who you can build a whole team around.
Do you reckon Triple M would buy it if I told them I was a bit homesick and wanted to go? Like, do you reckon they'd say, "Oh, we'll give you some more money"?
No,
I don't think so.
No, I'll say, "See you, buddy. Off you go. Back to South Australia." We got
heaps of people who can press the buttons.
Brendo, come on, mate.
Damn it, I shouldn't have had a week off.
No.
I got some messages on social media from people, from fans, from people out there on the Rush Hour saying, "Liam, don't take a week off."
No.
You know what happens. No, the show's sounding great.
I couldn't do it without you, buddy.
All right, team list coming up next. And Super League.
Super Coach.
Super Coach, thank you.
Super League, wow.
If you play Super Coach, you need to pay attention. I know it's prelim final weekend in Super Coach MG. And there's a big name out who I imagine lots of people have got.
Oh, most of them as their captain.
It rhymes with Pomesco.
and Kakakakam.
Rush Hour with MG and Liam, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. We're going to talk to Phil Davis from the GWS Giants very shortly, but first...
Everybody's talked about them being the team of the future.
The Triple M Rush Hour's Team List Tuesdays.
And MG, we need to apologise because we didn't have an Instagram Live today of the team list.
No.
And I got lots. I've been inundated with messages. Yep. On our Instagram.
Well, that was my fault. I was caught in traffic on the way in. So apologies, and we'll make up for it through the week.
We'll make it up to you. At Rush Hour Triple M on Instagram. Make sure you're giving us a follow. We'll find a way to make it up to everybody on our socials at some point. But, MG, round 19 teams are in. I want to ask you about the concept of rest once we go through these teams, because some teams have embraced it. Let's start with the Roosters.
Yep.
Roosters taking on Sharks. This is your Saturday night game at the SCG. Now, you got the Roosters looking to cement a top four spot. You got the Sharks who know they're going to be playing finals. But the Roosters have given a rest to James Tedesco.
Yep.
Joey Manu's going to play fullback. Mitch Orbison will break the all-time record for most games played at the Roosters.
Congratulations.
A huge, monumental effort. They're also resting Takiaho. Jared Warrior-Hargreaves comes back in at prop. Lindsay Collins will start in the front row. Angus Crichton will be on the bench. But the idea of resting, MG, do you like the idea that Trent Robinson is resting Teddy and Takiaho?
Well, it's a luxury that most teams can't afford. it's a luxury that I bet you Newcastle and the Sharks wish they had. And it's just, when you're in the top four, I suppose it's a lot easier. And when you've got the depth of the Roosters, and coaches want to look for some options come semi-final time. They want to make sure they've got every base covered. And when you're saying that the Roosters are resting Teddy, their best player, and Takiaho, their best forward, you know, they've got other guys who now have an opportunity to press their claims.
And I look at...
Manu, the fullback, you said, that's, you know, last time Tedesco was out after that collision with Sivo, Manu went fantastically at fullback.
Well, now they have, if Teddy's back in that side, there's almost five options that can play fullback for the Roosters if something does go wrong.
The B-Mozzers and the J-Mozzers.
And Tupu can, Tupu. You know, so it's quite remarkable. But no resting for the Sharks, obviously. They haven't made any changes to the team that defeated the Warriors last week. Panthers.
Well, so they're just on the Sharks. They can't afford to.
No.
They're basically playing knockout footy now.
Mm.
So every game they've got to win, and they've got to win comfortably and entrench themselves in the semis.
But then if we look at your Panthers, MG, this is the 6 o'clock Friday night game. You can hear this one on Triple M. They have also chosen to go the rest path. Ivan Cleary made the decision. He's giving rest to James Tarmow, Zane Tedovano, and Appy Korosau, obviously with the head knock. They're playing it safe with him. Mitch Kenny is going to be at hooker. Moses Leota will start at prop in place of James Tarmow. And you get to see Kurt Capewell and Jack Hetherington back from the Warriors.
Again, what a luxury to have for Ivan Cleary, having these guys fighting for positions come semi-final time. Jack Hetherington's form at the Warriors was unbelievable. Kurt Capewell, I think he's a future Queensland player, and you're resting Korosau, Tarmow and Tedovano, who have been superb for the Panthers this year. So again, Ivan Cleary gets to see exactly what he's got. And you know what? Come major games, you might have to make some on-the-spot changes. And if you've seen what the other guys can do mid-game and stuff, well, you go, okay, Jack, you're on the bench this weekend in the major semi-final, or Kurt Capewell, you're on the bench this weekend in the major semi-final. So it gives them options, and it's a luxury that most teams haven't got.
They're your big notable changes, MG, for round 19. But just...
And Tommy Turbo's back.
Well, this is the other one. Tommy Turbo's named among the reserves. Jake Trbojevic is named. But in the reserves at the moment for Manly when they take on the Titans this weekend, Tom Turbo and Ben Turbo.
Oh, wow.
Dez. We know you listen. We know you listen.
Yep.
Remember the hype and excitement when all the Burgess boys ran around with one another?
Yep.
Do it. And give Mr. Trbojevic a call. Get him on and let him have a run around in the last 5 minutes.
Well, they can't make the semi, so why not? And Tommy Turbo is playing purely for Origin selection, trying to get some metres in his legs for Origin. So Freddie said that if Nathan Gibbs gives him the all clear, and Nathan Gibbs is the Manly doctor, Nathan Gibbs is also the New South Wales doctor. If Nathan Gibbs says to Freddie, he's right to play, well, Freddie's going to play Tommy Turbo in the Origin.
All right, well, tell me this. Will we see Tom Trbojevic running around against Gold Coast this Saturday at 3 o'clock?
I think we will. Yeah, I think we will.
Heard it here first. It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. We're going to talk some AFL next with GWS Giants former captain Phil Davis. I want to get his take on current captain Stephen Cornelio being dropped last week.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. We're almost done for your Tuesday, but for Bingley, we need to talk a bit of AFL, MG.
We do.
Off the top, the Sydney Swans released a statement today saying that they were aware that their player Elijah Taylor has been charged by police following an incident in Perth on Sunday morning. He's been charged with aggravated assault, occasioning bodily harm, and he's going to appear in a Perth court later this month. The Swans have stood Elijah down from the club, pending that court case. So well done to the Sydney Swans on strong action there. Let's talk about the Giants, though. Their finals hopes...
teetering.
You need a calculator for them, but they are there. They take on St Kilda this Friday night. They need to win step one to getting to finals. Other things need to happen from there. But let's find out how things are travelling within the group. A man who's no longer in the bubble, but good enough to speak to us from the GWS Giants, Phil Davis. G'day, Phil.
Hey, guys. Thank you very much for having me.
No, first thing I suppose we have to ask you is what was the first thing you did when you escaped the bubble?
It was actually just going out and sitting down at a cafe. It had been a while since I'd been allowed to sit in and have a tank-in or a dine-in coffee. So that was one of the first things I did.
He's a crazy kid. He's
it's amazing the small things we miss when we were confined. And could be the first time since 2016 that the GWS Giants might not play finals. Look, and being a peripheral watcher of the game, I enjoy it as much as I can. One big name I know is Stephen Cornelio. When he didn't make the 22, that was kind of big news for me. What's the state of mind with Steve?
Yeah, it was a big decision. I think it's one that, you know, I must admit I could commend Stephen for how he handled it. You know, he had a good conversation with Leon and the whole match committee about how he's going, and he understood that he wasn't performing how he'd like, and you know, he could have said, "Oh, I've been managed or I'm injured," and he stood up to and said, you know, he was omitted. So, you know, I think it's just a position where we're at, where we're just not performing as well as we'd like as a football club, and he was one of those, and there was a strong decision that it wasn't in the best interest of the club for him to play on the weekend. And you know, it's a hard call because Stephen's a terrific person, a great leader, and a terrific player. That just shows that, you know, no one's immune to poor form.
Jeremy Cameron is the other big name that cops a lot of the headlines. His new contract with the club not signed or sealed yet. He's out of form, and he's been the first, we spoke to him on this show, he's the first to admit that. Are you confident that he'll be at the Giants next year?
Yeah, I am. I think all the indications from Jeremy is that he loves the club and he wants to be here. Obviously, there are a lot of other factors that can come into it, but from where I sit, you know, I'm very confident that he'll be here. And I think his form this year is, you know, it's a multifaceted thing that's going on there. And one of the big things is just we've been so inconsistent. If you look at how he played against Fremantle 3 weeks ago, you know, that was off the back of us playing much better as a whole side, you know, versus on the weekend where we probably struggled in. So there's a lot of factors going there, but I think from a staying at the club point of view, you know, I am confident, I'm bullish, but I also understand there are other things involved that might go against us. But I know he loves the club and he loves the players.
All right, very nice work, Phil Davis from the GWS Giants. Before we let you go, Phil, how's the knee recovering? Aside from sipping lattes, how are you spending your time outside the bubble?
Yeah, I've been very low-key. I'm in for surgery on Thursday to tidy up another little injury, but you know, I'm hoping, you know, stay very low key and just and mend, because it was a disappointing way to finish the year, and I want to make sure the body's fit and firing, so I'll be a very low key operator.
Well, we, as always, buddy, we thank you for your time. The UAFL boys have gone over and beyond all expectation, and we've spoken to a couple of your boys in the last month, and I said, how do you wake up in the morning not and know exactly where you are? Like, it's sometimes you think, am I Martha or Arthur this morning? So you've had to jump through hoops, but it's for the betterment of the game, and we applaud you for it, mate. Well done.
No, thank you, guys. I appreciate your time.
Phil Davis from the Giants. Thanks to Bingley, Australian family-owned for over 60 years. Great to talk some AFL. Thanks to Bingley, MG.
He's a good lad.
Hey, we're done for you Tuesday. Tomorrow on the show, producer Charlie has delivered.
He has delivered.
In a massive way.
We've had a little bucket list, and on top of that bucket list has been something about Harry. Harry Grant joins the Rush Hour for the first time tomorrow. Drum roll.
Outstanding. Tune in for that, Tigers fans. We're done, though.
But as always, thank you so much for your ears. He's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are, stay random.